Join Iron Garden as we uncover the hidden marketing stories that shape our world, reveal the latest marketing tactics that will shape your future, and the amazing people that grow organizations, movements, and businesses. Learn to grow your business and shape the world around you. Welcome to the Garlic Marketing Show with Iron Garlic. And yes, it's Iron, not Ian. That's marketing too.
All right. On this episode, we're going to talk about building a coaching business marketing plan in 2023 with one of the top coaches of all time, Mitch Russo. Mitch, thanks for being on.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Ian.
And in this episode, we're going to talk about how Mitch went from $500 a day to $5,000 a day, how he uncovered his true purpose, how he helped one NFL player uncover his true purpose, and how important that is to your coaching business. We're going to talk about the number one thing that gets him clients, the number two thing that gets him clients, and the one question that earned him $800,000, as well as his new software, which is crazy and expensive, and his new book. I can't wait to get into this episode. It is chock full of information for anyone developing a coaching business. But of course, before we get started, this is brought to you by videocasestory.com. One of the best ways to market your coaching business, as we'll talk about, is customer stories. And if you want to learn not only how to get them, but where to use them, 13 places to capture a fish and barrel, just go to videocasestory.com/bigfish. We'll put a link to that show notes. But all right, let's get started with Mitch Russo. Let's talk a little bit about your coaching career. I know we've talked about it before, but before we get into how to market for a coach in 2023, you know, we're going into 2023. I think it's a time to plan for it, which is hard to believe. Like, it's 2023. You've been doing this for quite some time. Talk about your coaching career. What have you, who have you coached? What have you coached? Because we've done some of your case stories, amazing, successful people you've had as coaching clients. Let's talk about it. Tell me about it.
Sure. Well, I'm going to go back to the beginning and how this whole really unfolded for me in terms of being a coach, because it was not something I ever really intended to do. And the reason I say that is really I intended at the age of 28 to build a company of my own and create, you know, a lifetime of prosperity for myself and my family. That was my goal at 28 years old. And so I started a software company, which you mentioned. And then when that was sold, I was still only like literally 40 years old. At that point, you know, what am I supposed to do? Retire? I mean, at 40 years old, that I had like the most knowledge, most energy, most experience in life and business I'd ever have. Why, for heaven's sakes, would I retire? That just stupid. But what started to happen was that other people came to me and said, Mitch, how did you do that? Can you help us do it too? So that really was the beginning of me sort of being a coach. And it wasn't like I, you know, like studied how to coach. I just went into a room with a C-suite of people and said, this is what I did. Tell me about your business. You could do this. You might try this. You might want to check this out. This might be of value to you. And before long, my little one-day sessions in hotel rooms was starting to get kind of popular. And I used to charge $500 for that back in the early 2000s. Basically that grew on a monthly basis until it was $5,000 for a half day of my time in a hotel room. And again, I was surprised that people would even pay it, because I just thought what I was doing was sharing what I thought was common sense. You know, I just thought this is just experience, but turns out that something happened along the way. What happened along the way is I noticed patterns. Now, I'm coming from an engineering background. I'm an electrical engineer by education and a passionate electronics enthusiast all my life since being a little boy. And as you know, circuits are nothing more than patterns. And so numbers are patterns. And so what I noticed in my work is that there were patterns in the type of advice that I was giving, and more importantly, into the types of problems that people were having. So I started to create some information that I could hand out before my sessions as a way of saving some time. And these initially took the form of just like a few pages of notes. Later, they evolved into a combination of mind maps and spreadsheets. And over time, what I noticed was that I had a process. repeatable process that I could take any company through in a matter of 2 to 6 hours, basically blueprint their entire company, make decisions about what's working, what's not working, and figure out the areas where they could spend more time to get a whole lot more money and revenue from. That process later evolved further. And then what I discovered, and this, by the way, is something I've been, again, as you know, doing a long time. And as the process evolved more and more, it became more blueprintable. The process became much more clear to me. And then I started evolving that too. So now when I work with a client, I have something called the Accelerator Program. It's a 1 day or 8 hour program, and it could be spread over 2 months, or it could be, we could do it in 1 day. But the bottom line is that in 1 day in the accelerator, I do everything I did before, but now instead I also involve your team, and we start talking about channels, and we map out marketing strategies and how to build sales and coaching organizations as part of that 1 day. Now, we don't get that done obviously in 1 day, but we certainly map out all of the strategies, and I show folks exactly what the processes are to get it done. As you know, my book Power Tribes is sort of a blueprint for the coaching side of that. But I built sales teams and associations and done a lot of work with Tony on the radio side and how to build virtual sales teams, radio advertising to drive 3 to 10,000 calls per week into a virtual sales team. And again, we cover all of that in 1 day.
Wow.
And so usually what happens is that day is spread out. So we do 2 hours up front on Zoom, and then we meet weekly for an hour a week for six or seven more times. And that basically is the 8 hours. And what I noticed, there's two other things here that came into play. One roughly 7 or 8 years ago, and one more recently was in 2019. What came into play 7 or 8 years ago was I noticed that, and I hadn't paid attention to this at all, Ian, and this is so funny how this, like, I feel like an idiot for having not even seen this. But I realized about 7 or 8 years ago that mindset was going to get in the way if it was not proper, if my client's mindset was going to be an issue, I had to stop what I was doing and help fix it first. And in many ways, if I ignored this piece, then it took me longer. It was harder, much more friction than before to get a client to do the work to become successful. So I started piecing together a process that someone had started working with me on many, many years ago in a life coaching session in really right after I sold Time Slips Corporation in 1998. What that process was a way of getting some clarity around what I really wanted. I've since evolved that over these years. I now call it finding your true purpose. And in a matter of 30 or so minutes now, when I work with a new client, we go through this process and I uncover their true purpose, their true mission, and how to then decide whether or not the current business they have is exactly right for their true purpose and true mission, or do we need to change it, or do we need to scrap it and start over? Now, I will tell you, in fact, one of the folks that you did a testimonial for me for, Mark Patterson, was an NFL player, and he came to me not knowing what to do after the NFL, tried a bunch of things, and I went through this process with him in 20 to 30 minutes, and we uncovered his true purpose, and you know, today he's living that every day, and it was an amazing experience, because back then, it worked so fast that he's the fastest person that ever worked on for me. And again, I took another step forward. I evolved it even further. But what really started to change my business life, and really when I say my business life, I mean my coaching business life, were the testimonials that started to show up after this process was used. So before, I would get testimonials that say, yeah, Mitch was good. He was able to help us build our revenue by about 40%. And we really like working with Mitch. And then once this process was in place, now these testimonials sounded more like love letters. And I say this in a way only because I feel like I never want to brag, but the testimonials that I get now are off the charts. It turns out that the folks that I work with really appreciate the work that we do together, and talk about it in ways that, you know, really I would never even say, because I'm somewhat of a, you know, I'm a cautious person. I'm not going to go and brag about myself that way. But with listening to these people's words, they're unbelievable. The reason I'm bringing this up is because you asked the question, how do we market coaching? Mm-hmm. And one of the other ways that changed my business was in 2019, when I had basically a full dance card. My entire coaching schedule was full. I had a waiting list. And what I noticed was that I was wasting time between sessions. What am I wasting time on? Admin. I'm wasting time writing up my sessions. I'm wasting time assigning homework. I'm wasting time writing accountability questions, changing them every week. I'm wasting time maintaining spreadsheets of their goals, of their weekly goals that I'm tracking for them. And I'm wasting a lot of time trying to put all this into one place, like an email that I send to them. And then I'm wasting more time the following week trying to figure out where I put that email, digging it up later in my email system. So I decided that I would buy coaching software to help me with my business. I could afford any coaching platform on the market. It didn't matter to me what the price. What mattered to me was A, how long do I have to spend learning this thing? And B, does it fit my needs in the work that I do? And what I found after five different tries, five different products ranging in price from $20 a month to $395 a month, is that some of them were impossible to learn. I gave up after 2 hours of watching videos, 2 days, I'm sorry, of watching videos. And others were good for some of what I wanted, but not enough for me to adopt as my management platform. So I did the thing that I think all entrepreneurs should do when they find a problem that hasn't been solved. You got to solve it. That's what mm-hmm. entrepreneurs do. And so I decided I was going to build a software coaching platform. Like I needed one more thing to do, right? You know, it's like, you know, let's see, 3 books, 2 podcasts, a full boat of coaching.
That's the other thing entrepreneurs do.
You know, but I had to have it. I mean, mm-hmm. if I were, so my thought process was, I'm into this thing for a year. It still hasn't been released. I'm spending money every month to basically feed the development team and the testing team and all this other stuff. And bottom line, I'm thinking to myself, you know, if nobody buys this thing, it's totally okay. I will have this tool, which I can now use. And if it saves me 2 to 4 hours a week at my rates, it pays for itself in 6 months. So my belief was that I was going to take it to completion no matter what. And when I did, and I launched it, and I found that other people liked it too, that gave me the confidence to keep developing it. And over the years now it's 18 months old. It's growing in popularity. It's certainly grown in functionality. And we're excited about its future and all of the people that are being attracted to the platform and are using it to build their one-on-one and their group coaching business.
Love it. I mean, that's the best way. It's funny because I was listening to Minimalist Entrepreneur again, and I like going through books and, you know, seeing what I missed. And that's literally what they were talking about today, is that, you know, if you build a software for yourself, you'll at least have a one client and you'll have one constant use case, right?
That's right.
That's great. And that's, I think, the best people to build software is someone that's solving a problem that they have. Cause I see so many softwares out there. I'm like, what problem is this solving? Like, oh, I think, you know, it's like, oh, this is really cool. And coaching, I don't think anyone in the coaching business got in to do admin work. So,
or, you know, you're right. And the other part of it is that, you know, there is a differentiation between the work. One is what I would call your $1,000 an hour work, and the other is your $10 an hour work. So why would you spend $1,000 an hour time on $10 an hour work when software can save you all that time? Now, I want to describe another important difference. Other coaching platforms number one, can be very low cost, but as soon as you get to 2, 3, or 5 clients, they want to double or triple the price. So one of the decisions I made from the very beginning is that we would have unlimited clients no matter what we charged. And we only charge $29 a month for us, our software. But the other thing that I found with all these other platforms is that they were not really good at tracking, accountability, and goal tracking. And on top of that, if they did have some element of that, there wasn't a portal for their for the coach's client to enter that data on their own. And to me, those were essential. I don't want to be someone's secretary and enter their data for them. Frankly, that doesn't really make them accountable to the data anyway. I'd rather have them do it. And I, by the way, when a client shows up and I look in Client Folio and they have not answered their accountability questions or filled in their goals for the week, I shut the session down and tell them, sorry, but you're not prepared. You did not do your homework. And I tell them that either you can go back and do it and reschedule because otherwise we'd be wasting our time. And I had one guy get very angry at me and hang up on me. And 30 minutes later wrote me an email and says, sorry about that, but I got to tell you, no one has ever held me accountable before in my whole life.
That's good though, right? That's what you're getting paid to do. So, you know, it's great that you have all these clients and you people are probably saying, well, you're Mitch. You had all these clients to fill up your software. How do I, you know, I've got maybe one or two clients right now. How do I start to get enough clients that I need that time back?
Sure. So I have employed a few simple techniques that have really attracted clients to me. One of them is the process of getting incredible testimonials. Now, you're an expert at this. You understand this better than anybody. My testimonials are probably responsible for a third to a half of my coaching clients, number one. Number two, I set up a podcast 5 years ago called Your First 1,000 Clients. And the goal of the show is to attract guests who have at least 1,000 clients or more for an interview. Well, those guests are my perfect client avatar. And so when I interview somebody on my show and they are appearing on Your First 1,000 Clients, then I spend the hour celebrating their incredible life and highlighting all their accomplishments and showing off to my listeners this amazing individual and all the work that they've done to build an incredible life. And at the end of the interview, I ask one simple question. And that question is, do you have a few minutes for me to share with you what it is that I do? And because of reciprocity, I've never heard anyone say no. I've had some people say, I'm out of time, can we reschedule? And then we get back on the phone when they have more time. And with that one question, I have closed more coaching business for both certification and for coaching than almost any other single mechanism I have. Someone had asked me if I could figure out how much revenue my podcast has generated. I wasn't able to do it exactly, but it was over $800,000.
Wow. Just
using that one simple idea.
That's amazing. You know, and it's you know, you're using podcasts the right way. And you know what, our friend Jeremy Weiss over at Rise 25, he always taught me that. And it's one of those things that kind of happened, right? I either want to learn something from amazing people like yourself, or, you know, there's potential clients or potential referral partners. Sure. And it's a great way to network. And I think too many people go into a podcast thinking they're going to be, you know, John Lee Dumas and have 1 million downloads. And you don't, doesn't matter how many downloads you get on your podcast?
It not at all. In fact, if the shows were never published, it wouldn't matter. but I will say that we are getting somewhere around 15,000 downloads a month now on the entire show base. Obviously, the more recent shows get more, but we have a lot of what I would call regular listeners that I've heard of or heard from. And the show has also, you know, when you publish a podcast, you are a media personality. It's just that simple. It's sort of like when you publish a book, you are an author. It's that simple. So these are things that drop you into the spotlight. Podcasting is also another great reason and excuse to show up in social media every time you publish a show. Why not? That's what it's for.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. And it's great. I love the medium. And I'm always looking at new ways of evolving it and thinking about that. But in the end, it is about the relationships, the conversations, And, you know, ours started at another place, but it allows us to, you know, we chat otherwise, but we have business conversations. And I love too, the fact that I'm not good at small talk.
Right.
Like, small talk. We just talk business right away. Right. That's fantastic. So testimonials, podcasts, and obviously I don't like, we use the word case stories, but I'll let you use the word testimonials because you're Mitch. So when you, how often are you asking for these testimonials? When are you asking? How are you asking?
Right. So one other thing I want to mention before I answer your question, people have been using Clientfolio as a way of getting new clients as well. And the reason that they do that is they tell their client in advance that they're going to be setting them up in a system that will help them track their goals and stats every single week. And that's part of what the coaching is about. So I have clients who literally print out from Clientfolio the bar graphs and show them to prospective clients and say, this is what you'll be getting every single week we work together. So that's part of what the software does, even though I never intended it for that purpose. Clients are using it for that reason. I'm sorry, I forgot your question. Now.
No, well, I will talk a little bit about it. So you're using Clientfolio to get more clients, to grow the coaching business, what you're saying?
I'm not, but my clients are, which I love. So that's great. They take the results and use them that way. Oh, so I know.
Can you tell me, I want to go a little deeper in that, and then we'll talk about the testimonials again, because I think this is important.
Okay.
So describe to me, so they take the results and then they show off the results is what you're saying?
Yeah. See, the system produces bar charts.
Okay.
And it produces them based on the amount of cycles that a client and a coach have been through together. So if it's a weekly cycle and they work together for 8 weeks, there's going to be a bar chart with 8 bars on it and they're vertical. And it could literally, and we track up to 6 numerical patterns, if you will, statistics on a weekly basis. We have some clients that usually that track weekly, others track daily. We have a few that are putting in their numbers every day. Health coaches use the system to track steps and calories and who knows, meditation minutes I saw on one. I mean, there's all these cool things that people do with the system because it holds clients accountable. And what ends up happening is at the end of a period of time where a client and coach work together, there's a before and then there's an after. And it's, you could show that so dramatically by using numbers and charts that it's kind of hard to deny the value that that coach has been to that client. So that's pretty powerful.
That's great. Yeah. And that leads right into the case stories and the testimonials, right? Because I mean, it's more than testimonials. Like you said, they're love letters. And I think that's where it becomes a story and becomes full of emotion versus just you made them $1 million, right? So tell me how you are going about collecting these and then tell me how you're using them in your marketing.
So whenever I sign a new client in a very serious voice, I say, okay, now look, before we can get started, I have something important I need you to agree to. And they say, what is it? I said, well, if I exceed your expectations on every level, would you be willing to leave me a video testimonial at the end of our work together? And of course they smile and go, well, yeah, of course. I had someone say, is that all you're asking for? I said, that's it. If I exceed your expectations, I don't mean meet them, but exceed them. Will you leave me? Will you create a video testimony? And I'll give you full instructions on how to do it. And that person always says yes. So I ended an engagement yesterday with a long-term client, incredible individual, had done some amazing work. And he reminded me of his promise. And he came right out and said, well, remember you asked me if I would do this? Well, I want to do this. You've been amazing and incredible. And I want to tell the world. So how do I do that? I said, no problem. I'll send you the formula. And then he went and recorded it himself. And it, you know, I have a backlog of them. I haven't put on my website yet, but you know, about once every few months, I send them over to my developer and he uploads all the new testimonials to the website.
Awesome. Awesome. And we are going to send you over what we call our fish in a barrel course. We just launched it. And it's 12 places you should be 12 places that you need to be using these case stories throughout your marketing. So we're going to send that over.
Thank you.
And if you guys, and if you want to get it, it's big, it's at videocasestory.com, big fish, shameless plug, but that's, I love that. And I assume then, like, you get a new potential client, you're sending over relevant testimonials and case stories to them.
When someone starts inquiring about my services, one of the first things I do is I ask, well, have you visited my website? Have you looked at the testimonials? Because that will tell you the kind of work that I do. And I said, are you a fit for the kind of work that I do? And instead of me trying to tell them what I do, I want them to discover what I do through the words of my clients.
And by the way,
that's far more powerful than me sitting there trying to tell them what I do.
I love that.
I'm going to have to add that to my list, and that's going to have to go in the book that I'm writing about how to use case stories, because that's a fantastic way. It's not only, you're not only showing off your work, but you are qualifying clients and disqualifying.
Yes, exactly.
I love that. And the more social, you're forcing them to watch this. That is fantastic. And, you know, and we're talking about client acquisition here, but I think marketing to grow a business, you have to be marketing and retaining current clients too. And that's kind of what you developed here with Clientfolio. How important would you say is that to growing a coaching business?
Is what to growing?
Is marketing to current clients and really focusing on their results?
Well, first let's take two case studies. Okay. And I'm going to use myself for both case studies.
Okay. So
in the very beginning, when I first started coaching, I would have a session with somebody and ask them if they had any questions. And at that point, if they had no questions, I'd say, okay, see you next week. And we get together next week. When I was doing that, I think it was around 2002 or 2003, maybe, what started to happen was basically one individual in particular, after working with them and growing their revenue by 40%, came back to me after I said, hey, would you be interested? Would you be willing to record me a testimonial? And that person said to me, well, I don't really think you did much for me. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I mean, look, I like you. You're a nice guy, but I don't really think I've gotten much out of this time that we worked together. I said, well, according to my notes, if I look back when we started, here was your revenue then. Here it is now. Here was your profitability then. Here it is now. He goes, well, yeah, but you know, that's not the only thing. And there was other things. And now we have a tax problem. And I thought to myself, okay, this will never happen to me again. And that is when I started using spreadsheets to keep track of stats for clients. And that became unwieldy. Once you're coaching five clients a day, 5 days a week, that becomes a nightmare, that alone.
Yeah.
And that's another reason why the software becomes so valuable and so important. And like I said before, look, anything that you could take notes on and then transfer to email is fine. But once there's so many moving parts on two huge monitors covering your desk while you're in the middle of a coaching session, it's very distracting. I prefer to work inside of one tab in one screen in one browser. Mm-hmm. That's where Clientfolio lives. And so when you're marketing to get more clients, one of the most powerful things you could do is use your results as a way of showing a client exactly what they're going to get when they work with you. So marketing really consists of spreading the word, sharing testimonials, involving yourself. Now, I'm a big believer that, and I know that there are some coaches who sort of hate the idea of giving away their brilliant wisdom for free. Well, you know what? I love talking to people. I love helping people. And if someone calls me up, even if I know they can never afford my services, I'm going to help them anyway, because I enjoy doing it. And on top of that, they're a nice person and you never know. Someday I might need to ask them for a favor. And that's not why I do it. I'm just basically saying that I like to help. So if you're not the type of person that likes to help, then ultimately you're probably not going to succeed long-term as a coach, because that's part of what this is about. It's liking to help and wanting to help. In fact, it is, believe it or not, your entire life's purpose is to help others, no matter who you are, no matter what you do. So, and that's what this book, Coach Elevation, is all about. It's how do you find not just what your life purpose is, but how to connect it to your true mission as well. And so once you run a session with somebody. I'll tell you a funny story. I get coaches that I help all the time. So I got a new client. She's a high-end coach, like really incredible individual. And I started to run the Russo process that I write about in the book here, Coach Elevation. And she goes, yeah, you know, I've done this with 3,000 or 4,000 clients. I said, okay, well, just humor me. We're going to go through it. And I'm just going to take you through my process. 20 minutes later, she was sobbing. 20 minutes later, she couldn't speak because what was going on is that for the first time, she had truly realized what her true purpose was. And it was like watching a machine where all the gears all of a sudden completely fall into place. And now we were able to take all of what we're about to do and put it in perspective of her life and her true purpose. And now everything we do from here on forward is going to be easier, faster, and work more smoothly because we are completely aligned with who she is. And she is the person who told me in the beginning, oh, I've done this a million times with clients. It's not going to work with me. The reason is that it doesn't matter what you know, it matters what you feel. And if you are in the process of working with another human being and you are not feeling the process evolve inside of you, then at that point, it's not a matter of working. And here's why, because here's one of the things that we know from everything we've learned as human beings being on this planet. Words don't teach. Only emotional action teaches. Action and emotion is what teaches others how to act and how to move forward. And until you can evoke those emotions in others, you can't get traction.
Mm-hmm.
That's changed everything for me.
I agree. You've said some great things there. And I think another important thing is that, you know, you said before, entrepreneurship is about solving problems and it's about helping people, right? And if you start from there, you create a successful business. I think, and this is one of my frustrations lately, because I see so many people marketing in the way of like, here, you can have $1 million coaching business that you don't have to touch, or $1 billion, you know, 7-figure coaching business. I'm like, why don't you start helping people first, solve their problems and help them? And then you, like you said, you went from $500 to $5,000 for a half day to a completely full course. And I think that's that mindset you just talked about there is so crucial that you were just talking about. And anyone that's coaching, I think, needs to listen to that. But also another great point here is if you're a coach, you need coaches, right? You're saying you're working with a big coach. The best coaches in the world still need to be coached, don't they?
Of course. Yeah. And, you know, if you think about it, I mean, someone said to me the other day, well, Mitch, do you have a coach? I said, no, I have three. You know, and the fact of the matter is that I need them. I have a health coach, I have a personal trainer, and I have a business mentor who works with me and advises me. And you know what? All of those relationships are key to my development as a human being. And I'm still developing and will continue to develop until there's nothing left to go. I mean, it's just that simple.
I mean, that's the best part of life, right? It's just getting better.
Exactly.
I love it. And it's exciting. So, you know, we've got you. Where can someone get the book?
Oh, the book is free. They can go to coachelevation.com and download the book. It's a PDF. If they prefer to have it in hard copy or on their Kindle, they can go to Amazon and just look up Coach Elevation by Mitch Russo and find it on Amazon.
And we'll put links to it in there. And I'm assuming there's an audiobook too.
Coming. The audiobook is, it's coming.
Are you reading it?
I am.
Nice. I get frustrated when people who have a good voice don't read their books. I can understand if someone has an accent or something, but I'm like, you should be reading your book if you
want. Well, what's interesting is that I tried to read my first book, Invisible Organization. I gave it a couple of tries, and Audible wouldn't accept it because they said that the noise floor was too high. And what that meant is that I was going to have to go into a studio and rent studio time and then spend 10 to 12 hours trying to get this. And I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to pay someone who's a professional book reader to read my book for me. Well, in this case, now I have the equipment, I have the space. I'm going to read it myself.
Nice. And so we'll put a link to that in the show notes. We'll put a link to the free book. And then Mitch, tell me about Clientfolio. You said it's what, $2,000 a month?
A little bit less. Yeah, a little bit less. It's $29.97 per month. And what that gets you is unlimited clients, unlimited notes, gives you the ability to use the platform for anybody you work with. Now, by the way, the system is designed to not just be a coaching platform, but in a sense, a mini CRM as well. So I use Clientfolio with prospects and I get them set up inside a Clientfolio before they become a client. And what that means is while I'm talking to them about working with me, I'm also taking notes. And in some cases, I'm even sending them a follow-up with maybe a copy of our recording and maybe some what I would call homework or assignments after the free session. And that starts the relationship. I call that and I mark them as such inside of Clientfolio. Then when they become a client, I just change their status to client. And now I have all my notes from all the time we've already spent together as part of my records.
Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome. We'll put a link to Clientfolio in the show notes as well. And Mitch, where do you spend your time on social media these days?
Yeah, that's a good question. I probably spend more time on LinkedIn now than I used to. I have a third-party organization, a marketing organization that is helping me get Clientfolio out there in the world in a much bigger way. And they putting me on Facebook a lot with paid ads right now for the software. So you might be seeing those ads as you scroll through Facebook. But we are also going to be executing a couple of other things too. Now, one of the advanced strategies that I talk about, I'm actually executing myself. I built a coach's cohort, a group coaching program for myself to teach the coach elevation process and my entire blueprint of how I run a session through completion. And that includes all the mind mapping processes, all of the marketing options, and all of the things that I do and I could take a coach who is really just competent at coaching and perfect their sessions so they get the kind of results that will allow them to get better testimonials, increase their fees, and fill their calendar. And that cohort is very inexpensive. It runs every month. We start a new cohort, and folks can take a look at that at coachelevationgroup.com.
Fantastic. What an awesome opportunity to work directly with you. I mean, obviously you've got the experience. You've worked with top coaches. You've had top coaches, Mitch. This has been awesome. We've got so many things. We'll put a link to Clientfolio, link to the book, link to your LinkedIn, link to your case stories that we created for you. And we'll put all that in there. Any final words before we go?
Hey, you know what? This is a lot of fun. I really hope anybody listening to this show is inspired enough to take the next step and really elevate your life by understanding exactly the value you bring to this world and highlighting it and showing it off and making sure everybody knows about it. So that would be my last word. Go out there and do it.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the Garlic Marketing Show again. I really appreciate it, Mitch.
My pleasure. Thank you, Ian.
And thanks for taking Mitch and I on your journey. This has been I on Garlic and the Garlic Marketing Show. Video. You know it'll make you an authority. You know it will get you more leads, better leads that close faster and spend more with you. And video stories will help you be remembered and connect with those perfect clients. The problem is, where do you start? Storycruise.com is the place to go. It's like a film crew with an S. What's your strategy? Do you do it yourself? Do you hire a videographer? An agency? Do you need an editor? How do you know if they really know your business and how to make videos for business that work? The answer to all of this and more can be found at storycruise.com. It is the place to find the latest video marketing strategies, the best gear for your business, as well as videographers, editors, and agencies near you that are trained in video storytelling for business. Go to storycruise.com/garlic to get special insider info for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show, including special access to several of my courses, including my case story course. Go to storycruise.com/garlic to get a whole bunch of special offers just for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show. Whether you're looking for a videographer or to do it yourself, go to storycruise.com/garlic to get started today.
That's it for the Garlic Marketing Show. If you want to get the inside scoop and the latest techniques, make sure to follow Ian Garlic on Facebook.